Every really good book holds a trove of really good words. Ounce, Dice, Trice is a book for children that's full of words. Magnificent, wonderful, strange, fabulous words like frangipani, dimity, gloaming, and nunnery, and murdo, drum jargon, and chumley, indeed. Ounce, Dice, Trice is by Alistair Reed, illustrated by the great Ben Shahn. This new release of an old book was brought to our attention by our ambassador to the worlds of children's literature, Daniel Pinkwater. He joins us from upstate New York. Daniel, what a delightful book this is.
Scott, I greet you, I salute you, and I wish to read a prepared statement.
Yes, please.
Here it is, my statement, by me. I want every children's book editor and also every primary and middle school teacher and librarian in America to read this book. It is the antidote to plotting, plot-driven, two-line, synopsizable, anti-imagination books which are delivered to my door by the thrumbled hundreds. Thrumbled, page 46.
I was just thumbing through here to look it up, as a matter of fact. The whole premise of the book is to kind of see words, if you please, as toys.
Exactly. One of the main charms for me and for any sane person of writing for kids is they have just fairly recently or very recently learned to read. And just the simple act of getting words off the page is in itself exciting and pleasurable. And great lengths are gone to by writers, including myself, to make the thing make sense, make the thing have a story. And here's something which is words in a book for the joy of words. It can be read cover to cover, back to front, middle to ends, upside down, any way you like. And Scott, I suggest that you just call out page numbers and we'll demonstrate.
Okay. One I just opened up to and loved immediately, although it's towards the end, 57.
57. Let me get to 57. And if someone tells you something you don't believe, look at him steadily and say,
Firky Doodle.
Fudge.
Or Quaz. I think it's Quaz.
And here is an illustration by the magnificent Ben Shahn of a kid with a great expression on his face saying, Quaz.
I thought he was saying Firky Doodle. I thought it was
you're right.
I thought it was in the Opry Firky Doodle phase.
He has just said Firky Doodle.
Yeah.
And now he's waiting for it to sink in. Pick a page. Pick a page, Scott.
Right. There's one. 34, Name for Twins.
There are lists in this book, Names for Twins.
Each pair of twins, rabbits or dogs, children or frogs, has to have names that are almost the same to show that they're twins, but are different too, so here's what you do.
Find double words like higgledy-piggledy, good names for pigs.
Or shilly and shally, or dilly and dally, or nick and knack.
Namby and pamby are better for poodles.
Wingding for swallows. Misty and moisty and wishy and washy, especially for fish.
Call twin kittens Inky and Pinky.
Oh, I like that one.
Yes, I do too.
Or Helter and Skelter.
Or Pell and Mel.
It's easy to tell. They're twins if their names have a humdrum sound.
Crinkum and Crankum are perfect for squirrels, like Hanky and Panky or Fiddle and Faddle.
But Mumbo and Jumbo are mainly for elephants.
Airy and Fairy would never suit them.
Willy and Illy will fit almost any twins.
Hubble and Bubble or Hodge and Podge or Roly and Poly are
mainly
for
fat twins. Boy, this is enjoyable.
I forgot to say there's poems in here.
Yeah, well, the nicest thing I can say is I was halfway through it before I realized this.
Exactly. Here's page 39. Let's read that one.
Okay. If you get tired of counting 1, 2, 3, make up your own numbers, as shepherds used to do when they had to count sheep day in, day out. You can try using these sets of words instead of numbers when you have to count to 10.
Ounce.
Dice.
Trice.
Quartz.
Squints.
Sago.
Serpent.
Oxygen.
Nitrogen.
Denim.
And we also have on page 31, rude names for nitwits. You rapscallion.
Flibbertigibbet.
You fussbudget.
Fussbudget, I think, is Shakespeare, isn't it?
I don't know.
All right, I think
Let's say it is.
All right, it is. And Flibbertigibbet, I think, is Rodgers and Hammerstein. But
yes.
Coistrill.
Tastrill.
Joskin.
Bubkin.
I love that one. Clof.
Clodhopper.
And, of course, there's Clem Cadiddlehopper, but yes. I digress. Slammerkin.
You see what's happening even as we read this?
Yeah.
You're starting to strike sparks off of the words and associate and come up with other words. Just imagine, not that it's that hard for you and me, if we were like children. Well, we are like
well,
children.
Well, what do you mean? Yes,
yeah.
Of course.
And, but, you know, it's such joy, and this is such a light, beautiful book. Gosh, I love it.
Daniel, thanks so much.
Scott, I had so much fun with you today.
And the book, yes, is Ounce, Dice, Trice by Alistair Reed, illustrated by Ben Shahn. Daniel Pinkwater is the author of many fine books for children and for adults. His newest is Adventures of a Cat-Whiskered Girl, to be published in 2010. But you know, you don't have to wait. It's available now, serialized online at pinkwater.com.
For free.
My gosh, what a bargain.
Yes.
I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book. It's a shame I don't recall.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.